This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The testing problem. We've done more than any other nation in the world. You people aren't satisfied. So let's say we had 350 million people in the United States. And if we gave every one of those people a test 10 times, the fake news media would say, where's the 11th time? He didn't do his job. Trump didn't do his job. And it's so bad.
That's not true. But that's not true. Okay.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But you're encouraging, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people coming there in casinos, smoking, drinking, touching slot machines, breathing circulated air.
That sounds like fun.
Actually, that does sound like fun.
Doesn't that sound like a virus petri dish? I mean, how is that
saying? What it sounds like? You're being an alarmist.
If casinos reopen, are you going to be inside those casinos every single night putting your own life on the line? You'd be night. Putting what money you where your mouth is, to use, a Las Vegas term. And...
Now let's hear your fake laugh.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
With that, Mr. Chairman, today's hearing is on Speaker Pelosi's proposed select committee on the coronavirus pandemic.
I heard the speaker say we need to move in a bipartisan manner, and I believe she meant that. But then I can't forget that she said the same thing about impeachment a year ago.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Eight different entities doing oversight, but the Democrats won a ninth. Why? Eight committees looking out for the taxpayer, the ninth looking out for Joe Biden.
I'm getting too excited about this.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
26 million Americans now out of work in 5 weeks. 26 million Americans. 80,000 more in Massachusetts today. 80,000 more. And they're portraying it as it's a good week. Most of the people that are gone, there's 650,000 now in Massachusetts, have lost their jobs. Nobody from the University of Massachusetts or the court system or Massport or the Registry of Motor Vehicles. 650,000 people in the dreaded private sector, 26 million nationwide. And the Democrat media industrial complex wants to keep the country shut down indefinitely to defeat Donald Trump. And the consequences to the population be damned. And Anderson Cooper is so concerned about the dangers of being in a casino. Let me tell you something, Anderson Cooper. Being in a casino in Las Vegas is a lot less hazardous to your health than being in a gay bathhouse was in the 1980s. Okay? And I think a lot of people wanted to keep those open too, didn't they?
I think the poll question today should have been, would you rather be in a casino or in a subway car?
You know, that is a good poll question. Yeah, let's make that the poll question. Okay. Let's change the poll question. I was going to make the poll question, do you think the feds should bail out the blue states pension plans? Because, you know, Pritzker and especially Pritzker is from Illinois. The Illinois state pension plan is totally out of whack. It was before this pandemic. And so now they're looking as an excuse to get bailed out. And, of course, it's not like when a private company goes out of business and the feds take over the pension plan and the recipients are lucky to get 50% of their pension. These guys, the hacks in whatever state are going to want 100% of their pensions, which in many cases, not all, but in many cases are $100,000, $150,000, $200,000. Look at Massachusetts. All right. 844-500-4242. You know, before we get going here, let's just we want to start with some comic relief here, because it's again it's another busy day of strange developments and somewhat depressing news. So it's important to have a little humor. So I went through today and listened to the Earth Day virtual town hall between two babbling old fools, septuagenarians, Sleepy Joe Biden and Al Gore, who, by the way, is so fat he no longer has a neck. He's got to be closing in on 3 bills. You know, it's good to know that the pandemic hasn't affected his appetite. It's been posted now on YouTube for almost 24 hours, and when I looked at it early this afternoon, there were fewer than 8,000 people had checked it out. It's not exactly going viral, as they like to say, but I slogged through it. We got a little bit of it yesterday, but there's more. Cut 25.
The one of the things that I think is happening now, you pointed out that American business is realizing they've got a price in the car. They have to price in the price of carbon in the way they're doing. They are looking at their bottom line and reduce carbon.
Right, says Al Gore. You could see whenever Joe really goes off the rail, Al's eyebrows go up.
You know how, like, when you talk to a dog and the dog doesn't understand what you're saying, so it tilts its head and perks its ears up and raises its eyebrows? That was Al Gore the entire interview.
And, you know, I liked at one point he says, Taylor, you didn't watch the whole thing like I did, I don't think. But at one point, Al says to Joe, "You've expressed yourself so eloquently." No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Cut 26.
They should be the people who, in fact, have the access to these new, good-paying union jobs. And so, look, I'm getting too excited about this.
Was he talking excited to Chris Wallace?
He was getting a thrill up his leg, talking about they, car, 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 car. Cut 27.
You know, as I said, we get it, and we can identify. That's why we have one of the highest cancer rates. And anyway, I don't want to get into too much about Delaware, but the United States of America.
We. Okay, and you know, one of the big problems with carbon is that it's emitted into the atmosphere. Well, that's what I say. I say emitted, but I guess I mispronounce it. Or maybe they pronounce emit differently in Delaware. Cut 28.
More carbon is absorbed from the atmosphere in the Amazon, locked into the ground, than all the carbon emitted, the pollution emitted in the United States on a daily basis. It's a gigantic carbon sink.
All that carbon emitted in the United States. Ugh, I can't take any more of these admissions. 844-500-4242-508 says, "I can't believe how we have fallen into this trap." Well, we've fallen into it. But the first rule about being in a hole is you stop digging, you know? That's why we have to get back to work. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And, you know, I want to get in, when we come back, I want to get into this story about this doctor who's supposedly a whistleblower. And he called out the Trump regime on hydroxychloroquine. And the New York Times just ran with this story without trying to get to the other side. And it's just total nonsense. It's not, and you know who blew up the story? Of all people, of all the media outlets in all the world? Politico. Could you be any more left-wing than Politico? But they actually have a reporter who's on a beat, who has I hate to use this old-fashioned word, sources, you know, who tries to get both sides of the story, unlike anybody at the press briefings every afternoon. And he has texts from January about how they were getting ready to fire this guy for both incompetence and insubordination. And he ran the texts in his story. This guy got fired for basically being a jerk and making stupid investments and stupid decisions. And as recently as last month, he was putting out emails about how great hydroxychloroquine is. And now they've portrayed him in the New York Times and all the rest of the fake news media as this guy who's a whistleblower and he's Horatio at the bridge. He's trying to stop this terrible travesty. And it's all BS. So what else is new, right? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Honey, the easiest way to find the biggest discounts online. It's free to use and will have you saving money in minutes. Download Honey today at joinhoney.com/Howie. Well, we know the poll. If you were listening to the last segment, you probably know the poll question. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Would you rather sit in a casino or a subway car?
Well, I could get a drink in a casino, for starters, but the lights are better.
I mean, either
and
way...
it doesn't smell like urine in the casino.
Either way, though, you've got a pretty good chance of getting robbed.
Yes, you do. And incidentally, there was a shocking story in the New York Post. They said, even though ridership on the subways is down 90%, crime is up. I wonder why that could be, you know? I mean... Obviously, it's easier to get robbed if there are no witnesses around.
I guess it's true, Howie. When the subways are outlawed, only outlaws will ride the subways.
Well, I would rather be in a casino than in the subway.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the buffet may be closed, but you can still have fun. 98% say they'd rather be sitting in a casino.
God. But, of course, the subways are still operating, but the casinos are shut down. That makes a lot of sense. We'll play some cuts from Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas. Her husband is a guy named Oscar Goodman. And for those of you who follow mob lore in New England, you know Oscar Goodman. He was a big mob attorney, and he represented Vinny the Animal Ferrara in a big case here back in the 1990s. He was wearing these kind of weird lizard skin or snake skin boots, kind of odd in a New England Northeast courtroom, but he lost the case. But I'd love to speak to his wife, Carolyn, today. And she's the mayor of Vegas. She wants the city opened up yesterday. She's an independent. 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls, and then I'll tell you about this story about this ousted vaccine expert. He's an expert. That's the key word today. I look askance at experts. Always have, and more so than ever. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, can you hear me, Howard?
Yes.
Great. What I want to talk about was I've been listening to you yesterday, and I'm a big fan of yours. And one of the things is the bailout. I don't have a problem with the president, which I'm a big supporter of and a big donator to, in helping out small businesses because I'm a retired engineer. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem with when you speak to your next talks with congressmen and so forth is when the states, especially when the Democratic states, want bailouts from the president to take care of that budget that they screw up by shutting down half this country.
I agree. I agree. No bailout. Mitch McConnell said that, and I think it's great. And you know, Pete King, the retiring Republican congressman from Long Island, who's generally a pretty good guy. He called him the Marie Antoinette of the Senate for saying that they didn't want to bail out New York. But I mean, look at what New York has spent its money on. You know, the third Cuomo brother, as he was called, went to prison for all the theft of all these redevelopment plans in upstate New York, Buffalo, places like that. They wasted billions of dollars. And Cuomo shut down 20% of the hospital beds in New York. The hospital ship just left New York today. You know, he was screaming about he needed the hospital ship, and they turned it around quickly and got it into one of those big docks on the west side. And there were like 120 people in there, max, and they had 1,000 beds. I don't want to bail them out. Look at the pensions in California, Illinois, New York. I mean, I read the New York papers. These people are getting paid even more than they are in Massachusetts, these retirees. And now they want people in Arkansas and Wyoming to bail them out and to keep these $200,000, $300,000 pensions coming? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I'm with you, Steve. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, Howie. How are you? I'm
good.
Up here in Maine, and I'm hoping that you can give me a little understanding, because I've been listening to the media, and obviously I'm too stupid to know anything, because they keep telling me that we've got the highest unemployment rate in the history of the United States. And I said, yeah, but we closed everything down.
Right.
So why is that news?
Well, I mean, they want to just let it hang out there and make it seem like it's Trump's fault that we have this unemployment rate. And, you know, I think they want to use this to defeat President Trump. And that's one reason why you see the red states are the first ones that are going back to work. And the states with Democrat governors, and I will include Massachusetts in that category because Charlie Parker is, in fact, a Democrat. You know, they want to stay shut down. They're willing to have people suffer in order to defeat President Trump in November. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, what's the fatality number in Maine today, Randy?
Nothing. I mean, it's like not even 100. We haven't got 100 yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, same in New Hampshire. Same in a lot of states. You know, the Maine unemployment rate, the New Hampshire unemployment rate is still up there, like all the states that really have a problem, like Massachusetts or New York or New Jersey. Thanks for the call, Randy. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, two quick points. Listen, if you have 25,000 people shopping in four stores, that's going to make a higher concentration of people in those four stores. But if you open up 7,500 stores, they're more dispersed and you're less likely to catch coronavirus. Not true?
I would think that would seem to be logical. Yes. Yeah. I don't understand why they want to keep all these stores shut down. I also don't understand, this is a recurring question, but who the hell is anyone to tell you you're essential or non-essential? You know? I thought all men were created equal. No? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yesterday, we said we were all sold out of our Carolina Blue, Sky Blue t-shirts that say, Buy American, Support America. We were misinformed, like Rick in Casablanca. We still have a few left in XL and L. They'll probably be gone by the end of the day, but we still have some left. So if you want to get one of these nice t-shirts, they've been very popular this week, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. HowieCarshow.com and click on store. There are a few left in XL and L sizes only. We'll have more next week, but they'll be in different colors because they have exhausted the supply of Carolina Blue T-shirts. 844-500-4242. So this doctor that got he wasn't fired. He was transferred. He's a vaccine expert. He's a researcher. Rick Bright. Half Bright. I'm sure the president will be calling him if this thing drags on, but I don't think it's going to drag on because it's such BS. He was the director of Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA. So the move was more than a year in the making, according to Politico, again, which has a reporter on the beat, on the health beat for the U.S. government, as opposed to most news organizations who only have reporters on the Get Trump beat. The move was more than a year in the making. Bright had clashed with department leaders about his decisions and the scope of his authority. Bright told the New York Times yesterday he believed his removal was because of his internal opposition to pursuing investments in malaria drugs as potential treatments for COVID-19. However, three people with knowledge of HHS's, Health and Human Services, recent acquisition of tens of millions of doses of the drugs said Bright had supported these acquisitions in internal communications, with one official saying Bright praised the move as a win for the health department as part of an email exchange that was first reported by Reuters last week, although Bright's message was not publicly reported. So the New York Times didn't even bother to check the Reuters story from last week before they printed the story. If Bright opposed hydroxychloroquine, he certainly didn't make it clear from his email. Quite the opposite, said the official, who's seen copies of the email exchanges. HHS official said it was Dr. Bright who requested an emergency use authorization from the FDA for donations of chloroquine that Bayer and Sandoz recently made to the Strategic National Stockpile for use on COVID-19 patients. So he was for hydroxychloroquine before he was against hydroxychloroquine. And he was only against it when he got fired. So Trump was asked about this yesterday. We have they were talking about his gifts. This cut 12.
Knowing Dr. Bright and knowing what his gifts are as one of the country's leading experts on vaccines, are those gifts best suited at NIH rather than BARDA? What's he going to be doing with you?
What is he going to be doing at the NIH?
Are his gifts best suited to work with you rather than BARDA?
I don't really think I can comment on somebody's relative gifts. I mean, he's going to be at the NIH and he's going to be responsible. From what I hear, again, this is what.
So this is Fauci, not Trump.
That he's going to be responsible for the development of diagnostics, which is very, very important. The NIH is going to be involved in trying to develop new generation diagnostics, which we feel is going to be very important for the future of being able to facilitate the kinds of things that now are sometimes problematic.
And why do you say he has great gifts or gifts? What, do you know him?
No,
but have you reviewed him? Have you studied him? Have you reported on him? You said his gifts. I mean,
his entire career.
Well, that doesn't mean you have gifts. I know a lot of people, they play baseball, but they can't hit 150 in the major leagues.
The flu vaccine last year.
No, but you talk about his great gifts.
She never heard of him until a half hour. She sees this story. Oh, I'm going to get Trump with this one. I'm going to get Fauci with this one. His gifts. So this guy, Dan Diamond, the health reporter for Politico, he called up this guy he texts with, one of his sources. And he apparently quoted Bright in a story that he wrote right at New Year's. So this is from January 4th. His source texts him, says, why the hell are you quoting Bright? He's on his way out. And so Diamond texts back, the reporter, what are you talking about? And the guy who works with Bright, the guy with the gifts, says, yeah, he's about to be fired for incompetence and insubordination. Those are two great gifts to have for someone to have in your organization. 844-500-4242. Gifts. He has gifts. If he crosses Trump, he must have gifts, right? Doesn't matter if he was saying last week it was a great idea to get the anti-malaria drug. He has gifts because he got canned, transferred. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, hi, Howie. It's Al. Yeah, I want to remind people, just since you're talking about vaccines, just about how the polio vaccine itself came about. It didn't come about from all these agencies like the National Institute of Health, CDC, all these clowns. They fought him all the way. It came about
Jonas Salk,
through the
you mean?
National Foundation. Yes. It came about through the March of Dimes.
Yeah.
Independent contributions, and Dr. Salk was very strong, and so was the head of the foundation, and they forced it through, but they were fought every step of the way.
Yeah. I know. It's again, this it's terrible that this is afflicting the nation, but it's being used by certain political forces to try to affect another outcome that has little to do with the fatalities or the health of the public. And the outcome that they want to affect is the defeat of Donald J. Trump for re-election on November the 3rd. Thanks for the call, Al. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Real quick, since Anderson Cooper's worried about everyone's safety, would he be willing to put his life on the line to let an undocumented dreamer move in next door to him?
An undocumented dreamer with a tattoo on his neck. How about that?
Another thing, did you see Zip Conley's looking for a compassionate release?
I did. That's only to be expected, isn't it? Well, who's going to be next? I mean, if you let Zip Conley out, don't you have to let out Stevie Flemmi and Frankie Salemi too?
See you later.
I mean, you know, Zip Connolly is a spring chicken compared to those guys. I mean, he's only 79. Stevie is 84, I think, and Cadillac Frank is 85. Cadillac Frank is those guys are really in danger. 844-500-4242. I mean, if you're going to let one hit man out, I mean, Connolly's a hit man with a badge. He was an FBI agent, but he's not asking for any special treatment. He just wants to be treated like Peter Strzok and James Comey and Andrew McCabe. He just wants to get a contract as a consultant with CNN or $1 million book advance. Or he wants to play a doctor with the shades drawn with a horse-faced FBI lawyer, female. 844-500-4242. Sheldon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Hey, Howie. I'm a sales rep that listens to you every afternoon as I'm driving around New England, and I'm fed up with being at home listening to you. I want to get out on the road and go sell. And the thing that my wife and I, every evening, we watch his press conferences, the president's press conferences.
Yeah.
He lists how many ventilators, how many tests. I'm fed up with all that, too. I think he needs to come out and start every press conference with the fake news of the day. And he could start with this guy who is supposedly the whistleblower on hydroxychloroquine. He could move on to Chris Cuomo lying about coming out the first time out in public after
right.
He had been out and been caught by someone else. There's so many things, and he has a captive audience. The whole country's watching him. He could lay these guys bare if he came out every night and did that.
I know. I don't think he wants to publicize it. I mean, he just responded to that yesterday with this Dr. Bright, and then you know, it just kind of it comes out in dribs and drabs, and now we know this guy Half Bright is just he's just a malcontent and a crappy employee, a guy who can't get along, he can't play with others, and so he gets canned, and he runs to Maggie Haberman. Has Maggie Haberman, where did she go to med school, by the way? Is she a clinical researcher out of the Harvard Medical School? What does she know about vaccines? All she knows is she is paid to get Trump. And if somebody wants to say that he got fired because of Trump, she runs with it. And, you know, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Maggie. Maggie's one of the people who got a Pulitzer Prize for the deeply reported, deeply sourced Russian collusion story, which, as we all know now, was a complete and utter hoax. And so is Dr. Half-Bright's story. And if you want to go, just check out Politico. The texts are right there on the internet from January saying this guy is going to get fired for his incompetence and his insubordination. And now he's the martyr of the day. Sheldon, how are you making ends meet with not working? Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry. Okay, 844-500. I want you back on the road, too. I want everybody back on the road or back wherever you work. I want everybody back. I'm tired of this. I'll even deal with more traffic driving back and forth. And I hate traffic, as you well know. But anything's better than this. 844-500-4242. Philip, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah, Howie?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Philip here from Montreal, Canada.
Yes.
And I'm a Trump fan.
Thank you.
and I love your show. I love your show because I'm sick and tired of our local news here, our local talk show that are they must be hooked up with CNN fake news. They're disgusting. I've had it with them.
I heard that Justin Trudeau is going to have a press conference, Philip, and he's going to say that if you really want to avoid the COVID-19 virus, you should just apply blackface.
There you go. Exactly. No, Trudeau, I call him Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse Trudeau. what an idiot. What an idiot. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because you have to understand, as far as I'm concerned, I'm in my 60s, so I know how important all my life the Americans, the USA, has been very important for Canada, and it's very important, as far as I'm concerned, for America to be strong militarily, especially.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way Canada can. I mean, we're so hypocrite, and so is Trudeau. But then he's young. He has no clue what the hell he's doing. What he doesn't understand is America has to be strong militarily because we depend on America to defend us.
Everybody does.
The first thing. Well, there you go. Everybody does, especially us here on the north end. But my question is, I'd like to ask you, is that when are we going to see? Is anybody going to jail? Like Comey and friends for the
I don't know. I don't. You know, that's the big question I keep asking myself every day, Philip. I don't think we know the answer to that. CNN, of all places, had a story today about John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, who's handling the probe. He's asking for more resources, more investigators, more prosecutors, FBI agents. Honest FBI agents, but CNN, and again, you got to take it with a grain of salt at CNN, but they said no imminent indictments, which is a real disappointment to me. John Solomon has been saying, on the Sean Hannity show that there are going to be some indictments fairly soon, and Sean keeps talking about some Thursday there's going to be, because that's when a grand jury, federal grand jury, sometimes hands down indictments. He said some Thursday we're going to be very excited. So far this Thursday, we're not excited. Listen, keep listening to me on WVMT out of Burlington, Colchester, Vermont. And we love our Canadian listeners, and we love our listeners from everywhere. Thanks for the call, Philip. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 617 says, you would have to agree, though, our last hope is Barr, the Attorney General in Durham, the U.S. I absolutely agree. 203 says, A.G. Barr, Durham indictments, the only way out of the destruction of America. Again, agreed. And I have confidence in U.S. Attorney Durham. I mean, I saw him. He's the one who put Zip Connolly, who's now going to, apparently he's trying to get out of the prison down here in Florida for the mob hit in Miami in 1982. He's the one who initially put him in jail on racketeering charges up in Boston. And he did a masterful job of prosecution. He even found Zip Connolly's secretary when he worked for the FBI. And those were the days before direct deposit. And he put this this woman on the witness stand, a black woman, by the way. And he said, did you notice anything strange about Zip Connolly's desk when he was working at the FBI? And she said, yeah, one time I was looking for something in his desk because he never came in, so I was looking for it. And I opened the bottom drawer, and there were, I think, 10, 12 uncashed paychecks. In other words, he was just getting cash from the gangsters, and he didn't even need to cash his paychecks, and he was just letting them stack up. I mean, that's the kind of little detail, not a little, a big detail that the jury can feast upon, and it gives them an understanding. And he came up with that. He was great. He set up his office in the federal courthouse in Worcester because he didn't want to be in Boston because there was so much corruption. Because there were still crooked agents, people that were had taken payoffs from Whitey Bulger and Stevie Fleming. 844-500-42. You know, if he were still alive, Whitey would be trying to get out of jail now. Hasn't he suffered enough? George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Couple of stats. 845,000 people confirmed in the United States.
Yes.
What you don't hear is that 97% of those people make it through.
Right. I think it's 98, isn't it? I know it's doesn't. I think it's even higher than 97, actually, George. But go ahead.
98. 47,000 people have died.
Right.
Of which 80% of those are old people.
Right. I mean, and again, not just old, but more than old. They're in their 80s in most states. The median age is 80s. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi, Howie. I was hoping you could call Governor Sununu and give him a wake up call. What is wrong with that guy?
He's the one guy who wants to do the right thing in New England. And he's surrounded, literally, to use a Joe Biden word. I don't know. Let's try to get Governor Sununu on and to give him a piece of our mind. Although we basically give him a piece of our mind every day. I'm Howie Carr.